You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we are speaking with serial entrepreneur, author, philanthropist, and family man, Eric Pouliere, well known for his contribution to Bridge to the 21st Century. During the Clinton administration, Eric's current project is with Vitomic Systems Incorporated. Eric, welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Thanks for having me.
Hey, you're more than welcome. So for those listening in, what advice do you have for an entrepreneur who is in the beginning stages of starting a business or making an idea come to reality?
Well, in the beginning stages of starting any type of idea, you really have to keep in mind your dedication and why you're doing it in the first place. I think a lot of people lose sight of that and expect a certain type of trajectory or rocket ship to their, you know, every phase of development as opposed to a more meandering route. And the most important thing to start anything and to succeed at it is to be persistent and to continue at it no matter what hardships come up or how things change based on influences and eventualities that occur that you never could have predicted. So my primary advice is to start as soon as you possibly can. Don't deliberate, don't overthink, and to be flexible and persistent. That's the most important thing when you're starting something.
I like that. Now, being a seasoned serial entrepreneur, how do you come up with ideas for your businesses, or do you prefer to invent the wheel or even reinvent the wheel?
That's interesting. Over the years, things have changed a little bit for how I've gone about this, specifically currently with building the Vitomic Systems company that we're building now, a little bit different than I've done it in the past. But traditionally, the way that I've built these companies has been in meeting people outside of my own area of expertise, people smarter than me or have more depth in certain vertical areas, and understand their pain points and what they're going through and where the inefficiencies are in their industries, and then listen to where they're having trouble and what would they like to see in the world, and then use that information to synthesize that and bring it back to perhaps other people in the same field and say, are you seeing the same thing? Would you pay for something like this if it existed in the world? And how would it work? And I basically use that relevance that comes from those type of relationships to start something that fills a niche in the marketplace or perhaps disrupts the industry by undermining the way that things work today. That's been a traditional way of doing it. I think it's been a little different in this last one, which is maybe the first time that I've approached something not with a pain point in the world, but something that I wanted to see in the world, a convergence of several technologies that made something possible that wasn't possible before, and maybe more of a philosophy of saying, wow, wouldn't it be interesting if we could change the way people see the world and the way they interact with virtual goods, which is the essence of what we're building now. So we kind of came up with the idea, or I came up with an idea that really came from something I wanted to see and I'm interested in pursuing that I believe to be significant, as opposed to the market hitting that first, which is the more natural and normal way that I've done it in the past.
Eric, how important is philanthropy and giving back to the community to you personally? And do you think it has helped or hindered you along the way? And at what point in your career were you successful enough that you made philanthropy a priority?
Well, that's kind of an interesting question. I always felt that, I don't know if you want to call it philanthropy per se, but I've always felt that giving back and being part of something bigger than yourself that can make an impact in the world, something that you can look at that affected people's lives, was an important part of why we are entrepreneurs, as part of why we're here building things. There's plenty of ways to make money, plenty of ways to, you know, get a job, but if you're not spending some of your time inventing or assisting or working with people to do something you can point to in the world that makes a difference, you're going to feel less whole, I think, in what you're in the meaning of what you're doing. So for me, it wasn't situation where I got to a certain stage and said, okay, now I've made X money and I'm going to give back. And I think that's a perfectly reasonable way to do it. But my bent has more been, how can I incorporate projects and aspects of what I would give my money and time to and my team's energy to that would make a difference in the world on the philanthropy side of things, really right from the start. In the early stages, back in the early 90s, we were building out very interesting systems to help kids who had diabetes and to use, then before the internet, things with CD-ROMs to help educate them. Eventually, networks to tie hospitals together to allow kids who have maybe a chronic illness that didn't have the same social advantages of their peers to connect to one another. And so each of these things over the years was some kind of effort that brought together our skills and community, but applied it to something that would make a difference in the world. All the way to today, where I do the same thing. Each company that I'm part of puts aside some percentage of its equity for nonprofit causes or for pro-social opportunities. And I'd say for the most part, it's been a fantastic thing. It's been really augmented not only our life and fulfilling what we want to do, but giving motivation to people who feel like they're working for a bigger cause. You know, sometimes it can get away from you. I've had some negative experiences as well because you can't oversee everything. And sometimes having too much on your plate, if you're not fully focused on it, can be overwhelming. But I do think at all times, having an important element or a certain percentage of your time and energy and capital going to something like that is vital to success as an entrepreneur, but also just as a person.
Certainly appreciate your response in depth there. Today we're joined by Eric Poulier, well known for his contribution to Bridge to the 21st Century during the Clinton administration, with his current project being Vitomic Systems Incorporated here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. You can also follow the show on Twitter at ePodcast Network, and we're also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Now, Eric, was there one life experience that shaped your intent to make significant contributions to the technology industry? That would be a curiosity of mine.
Huh. Yeah, I guess there was maybe more than one, but around the same time period. In the early stages when I started to really get into using the computer to make things that I could invent, maybe in high school, I started to do things like build a system for Multiple Sclerosis Society that helped people input information into learning about their disease when they didn't have proper motor control of their faculties. So building something like that gave me an inspiration that you can really apply this technology to make a significant difference in people's lives. You know, people think of technology as something fairly dry when they're not in the business. They think of it as logical or a set of steps you're trying to organize. But the truth is, it's an incredibly creative medium. It's a canvas for human imagination. And I think I got inspired early on that it's just sitting there with a set of paints and brushes, and you can do anything that you can imagine you can bring to life. And you can use that for the benefit of your idea, the benefit of other people, or whatever you want to set your mind to. And to me, that was highly inspirational. I think it's ever since then, I really felt like this was something that could be almost a platform for creativity, not just to execute certain things that you want to get done, but certain things that you want to see in the world that don't exist.
Lastly, being successful at anything takes time and dedication. I'm sure you'll agree with that. Do you have advice for the listener on how to manage a work-life balance while still following a path to success?
That's a very interesting question. I would, my advice probably isn't the best to take here because my work life is completely intertwined at all times. But my primary advice that I try to give to myself is you can't really balance that stuff very well. You have to throw yourself into your family life, into your friendships and your relationships with everything that you have, and to be truly present when you can, and, you know, err on the side of that, because that's where your inspiration comes from anyway. That's where your energy comes from. And then ultimately, that's where your success is going to come from, that base. And if you can err on the side of that, even while working obsessively around seeing something you want to bring into the world come to fruition, then I think, you know, the people in your life admire that and they find inspiration in that as well, as opposed to feeling like you're being drawn away. You can bring that back to them and that energy, and they can inspire you, and it becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy, or a virtuous cycle, I should say. So I think that managing those things is hard for everyone. I certainly wouldn't give you a silver bullet, but I would say that if you can err on the side of focusing on your base and building those relationships and really making sure that that's the most important thing in your life, your work will benefit immeasurably.
Coming from you, we'll take that and run with it. Great information. We really appreciate that. Tell our listeners where they can get more information about you and the best place they could be in touch as well.
Oh, sure. So the company that I'm building right now with my colleagues here is called Vatomic Systems, V-A-T-O-M-I-C. It's around this notion of virtual atoms, which is something that hasn't been seen before. I'm very excited to bring it out and answer any questions anyone has and show you what it can do. So please stay tuned for that as it comes out in the coming months. And we will make announcements, I would say, within just a few months. It'll be more public, and be very excited to explore that with anyone who's interested. But this is something that we hope will change the way people look at the world and interact with each other. And to our view, it could be, again, another platform that people can build their own ideas on.
Well, Eric, it certainly has been a pleasure to have had you. Continue success, and certainly look forward to a future conversation right here on Enterprise Radio.
Great. Thank you.
And you're more than welcome. We have been speaking with serial entrepreneur, author, philanthropist, and family man Eric Pouliere, well known for his contribution to Bridge to the 21st Century during the Clinton administration. Eric's current project, as he mentioned, is with Vatomic Systems Incorporated. And for more information, visit ericpouliere.com. And you can also follow him on Twitter at epouliere. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your exclusive mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.